The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 308. Happy Mother's Day. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Join me in 2018 for the Celtic Invasion of the Isle of Skye. Sign up to the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a musician and podcaster, and you can share this show and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and you can also show your support on Patreon. This show is dedicated to the mothers out there. Since I also have been feeling like there's just not enough women in Celtic music, I decided to also make it a feature on the ladies of Celtic music. We kicked it off with Carolina Kaylee, that was Banished Misfortune, and Mooncoin Jig from their album 50 Shades of Green. Next up is Susan Toman with Cooley's Reel and Mary Blacksmith from Emerald Shores.
I'm not ashamed. Thank you. from Swinfar to sweep out the lake. I met with the maid on the rambles, and her name it was Mary McGee. She sighed for the love of her country, Michael Davitt, her true Irish boy, is now in the prison in Portland, far from the lovely green banks on the Moyne. I quickly approached this fair maiden, asked her what was the cause of her woe, and what was the cause of her sorrow that caused her to leave her own home. She said, for the love of her country, Michael Davitt, her true Irish boy, is now in the prison in Portland, far from the lovely green banks of the Moyne. Don't talk of the Pew 67. We had brave men and true men, you know. We'd brave Paddy Carney, who fought there, and who died in Killarney also. He was drilled by my darling Mick Davitt on the valleys and plains of Fermoy. But now he's in prison in Portland, far from the lovely green banks of finish. I hope that the day will soon come when those cruel landlords and bailiffs from the shores of St. Patrick will run and will unfurl the green and gold banner, and will rise ever on high, and we'll drink a toast to Mick Davitt, far from the lovely green banks of the Moyne.
After Susan Toman came Jennifer Licko with Shin no Harada from her album Sing. Then came Tundundagra by Screaming Orphans from Ballads Rule OK. Then Colleen Rainey with the lovely Green Banks of the Moy from Here, This Is Home. Celtic Podcast News. First, I want to let you know that this Saturday, May 13th, I'm performing at Johnny McCracken's Celtic Pub in Marietta, Georgia, but a different showtime than normal. It's from 7 to 11 p.m. This might be the last, so if you would love to see me out there more often, please come out to the show. Also, I listened to a new podcast by Shannon Heaton. It's called the Irish Music Stories Podcast, and it is a delightful little show. She's done a wonderful job producing this podcast. I'm hoping to do some collaborations with her in the future, so go check it out. You can find it on her website at shannonheatonmusic.com. And of course, I want to thank all the generosity of my patrons of the podcast. Your kind pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of the podcast, as well as my time in producing the show. You get shows before regular listeners and my deepest thanks. And when we hit a milestone, you get a 2-hour special. I want to thank my newest, most amazing patrons, Wesley R. Dunnington and Michael. Become a patron today and help celebrate Celtic culture through music at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up, Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac from their album Shane. This is Keeping Up with Callum.
Trials of my day. And he would walk those same wet fields
shed. We would lean against a stone wall. Bells ring as I'm sweeping up the ash. You're praying the Angelus. Oh, he said a penny for my thoughts. Well, I'd be rich if that were true. And I'd trade all of them to walk alongside you.
The shit.
After Lamond and MacIsaac came Catherine Nagy with Stone Walls from her album Gypsy Lady, and then Runa with Astora Stora Gra from Live. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Annie Lorkowski posted on Facebook, "Hi Mark, at the end of your podcast, you ask your listeners to contact the bands and let them know you heard them on your show. I dropped an email to Larry of Black 47 telling him such and that I bought their album because of it. I got a lovely email back from him thanking me." So yes, the bands do appreciate it. Glenn Singer posted on Facebook, "Just listen to my first Celtic music podcast. I am a newbie. Great music, great podcasts." David Chavez emailed on Facebook, "Hi Mark, I would like to start by congratulating you for your awesome show and work. I've been a fan and donated for some time. Cheers from Mexico City." And finally, Victoria Mathis posted on Facebook, "Hello, I just want to answer your request for messages tonight. You are my favorite evening Irish and Celtic music channel on Roku. The music you play often reminds me of my Irish grandmother, who would sing many family songs, some old drinking tunes too. My very Scottish grandfather would laugh along with her funny songs and play his auto harp. We would sing with them and laugh with the funny songs, drinking our root beer ice cream floats while the adults enjoyed their beverages too. I miss those days. While I still enjoy doing the same exact traditions with my modern day family, keep up the awesome work. You remind me of the words of a forgotten song at least once a night." Thank you, Victoria. I love that. That is what a very visual. You should write. I really appreciate the kind comments. I'm so happy that I'm able to evoke those memories for you. So keep listening. And thank you all for being a part of this podcast and your kind and generous support. Even if it's just sharing the show, just telling someone, or just listening and occasionally nodding and smiling, you know, because that's what makes this show worthwhile, is knowing the people out there. You are out there listening and celebrating your cultural heritage, our Celtic, united Celtic heritage. And I really appreciate you being a part of this with me. Next up is Arlene Faith with River of Dreams from her same titled album.
Delch der Benil Schlenieid, Ashan Ur Avan Bre Deutschia.
Thank you.
with parents to all. And that's the last of him I ever saw. He joined the army and marched to war. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and he's off to war. Laddie's come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Well, did he look as he marched along, with his kilt and sporran and his musket gun? Ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed out by, he sailed out by the Broomielaw. Pipes did play as he marched along, and the soldiers sang out a battle song. March on, march on, cried the captain gay. For king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. Come laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Battle rattled to the sound of guns, and the bayonets splashed in the morning sun. The drums did beat and the cannon roar, and the shilling didn't seem, oh, the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. The laddies come, hear the cannon roar. Cut down by bayonet and musket ball. Many of these brave young men would never fight for, would never fight for the king again. Come laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Come laddies, come. Take the king's shilling.
Natten og lachen zu, natten og lachen zu, as good as me my own time. I diddle 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 dero, idle diddle.
After Arlene Faith came Karen Casey with The King's Shilling, From the Winds Begin to Sing, and that was the episode of Irish Music Stories that I was listening to with Shannon Heaton. They had a little feature on Karen Casey, and they mentioned The King's Shilling, so when I saw that while I was searching through iTunes, I was like, ah, I'm putting that on there. after Karen Casey was Chrissy Crowley with Coig from Last Night's Fun, and then that was Nana Larkin by Amelia Hogan from her album Transplants, From the Old to the New. All right. You can listen, like, and share this show and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I have just one final track to play for you today, and I really hope you have a marvelous Mother's Day, a big happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. We're going to finish up the show with Sullis. This is Standing on the Shore, featuring Moira Smiley on vocals. It's from their album, All These Days. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Sláinte.
presence disappear. Hazy shores and silent seas, nothing do I hear. Bare and water, grass and sand, merging into one. In the silence of all this, I am still alone. The logbook closed, the ship has gone, as it has done before. Where it sails, no tongue. Was on, no one 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 was on.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.